Hi, I'm Piper.
And I'm Erin.
Welcome to Off the Tracks podcast, where we explore what it means to do law differently. Today's episode is in partnership with Lawbroker, legal's first customer experience platform powered by lawyers. Lawbroker is a recommendation and matching platform that helps drive new business to solo and small practices throughout Canada. With its mission to simplify the accessibility of legal services, Lawbroker has built a platform that mimics everyday consumer applications, bringing familiarity and convenience to the legal industry. As a lawyer, you make the first move, opening up an entirely new revenue stream for your practice, all while putting you in control of your own demand.
For the second year in a row, we are so excited to be releasing this special solo birthday episode to celebrate our birthdays. If you're a longtime Off the Tracks listener, you might already know that Piper and I share the same birthday, May 18th, or tomorrow. This brief episode includes and allows us to take a pause to reflect on what we've learned and how we've changed over the past year. So we're so excited to have this little one-on-one duo session together, and I'm excited to hear how your year has gone. I know we talk almost daily, but we do talk daily, but it's always nice to sort of, you know, take a pause, take a beat, and have deeper chats.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that like something that I love so much about our friendship is that like we learn so much from each other, whether it's like silly things or really deep, important things. I think that that is like a huge benefit. And a lot of that comes from like the foundational friendship we built before doing the podcast and now talking all the darn time about the podcast and about other things going on. I feel like I'm always in the loop, but it's nice to kind of take this like slower time to talk things out and to share kind of some of our thoughts with anyone who might be listening.
Yeah. So to get us started, what is something that you've learned over the past year, Piper?
Oh my gosh. Okay. For me, I think one thing that seems like it's going to sound so simple when I say it, but to me, it has taken me a little while to figure it out, for lack of a better word, is nobody has everything all figured out. And I recently made a LinkedIn post about this, but I really strongly believe that like no one knows what they're doing. And that like, if you look at someone and you think, oh my goodness, like they're so intimidating, they have everything all figured out, everything goes so smoothly, I guarantee that they definitely don't. We're just like really good at pretending that we don't have a pile of laundry on our floor or dirty dishes in our sink or friends whose texts we haven't responded to in days or work that's delayed or an email list that's like a million emails long, whatever it might be for you individually. And I just think that like that has been so freeing to me. For so long, I have thought, oh my goodness, like if only I could just figure out these five things in my life, then everything will be so much more simple. Everything will be easier. And now I realize that I'm never going to figure out those five things. Or even if I do figure them out, there's going to be another five things that moves the goalpost further. And I will think to myself, oh, I have to figure out those five things now. And so I am coming to accept that I'm never going to have it all figured out. And that's okay, because nobody does. And so I'm really trying to like embrace and lean into that a bit more.
I really resonate with that, because I am in constant thinking of, if I just finish my to-do list, which always is way longer than the day can possibly accommodate, that tomorrow will magically be like, I will wake up the next day as like the star of a movie, where like I wake up and my breakfast will be perfect and I'll wake up and I'll have a latte and like I'll be like beautifully dressed and my day will go like in a rom-com. Like I will magically wake up if I just finish this to-do list and everything in my life will be perfect. And it's never that. And yeah, I really agree that sometimes you're just constantly chasing that ball down a hill and it just keeps going and going. So sometimes you just have to learn how to juggle everything and acknowledge that sometimes it's not all going to get done.
It's funny you mentioned that, because like, is that not how your morning starts every morning? This morning I opened my curtains, there was like music playing, like Walking on Sunshine was playing. There was like breakfast waiting for me. I live alone, so that doesn't really make sense, but there were like breakfast waiting for me, fresh flowers. It's so weird that your morning isn't like that also.
What the heck?
I know, it's crazy. So Erin, okay. I know that you've had like an awesome, exciting year. What is something that you are like most grateful for as you enter this new year of your life?
I would say I am most grateful for having the time during the past year to really, you know, be alone with myself, mostly forced because of the pandemic and, you know, different lockdown measures and living in a different province than most of my family, well, all of my family and most of my friends. And so that gave me a lot more time with myself than I've ever had before. And pre-pandemic, I felt like I was always on a treadmill running from one thing to another, that I was almost kind of running from myself, if that makes sense. And this past year, well, 2 years, whatever year we're on, of the pandemic has really forced me to slow down. And I know probably everyone can resonate with that, but I've really appreciated the time to really think about what I like to do and how I like to spend my time and who I want to spend my time with. And I've really appreciated that time. And I'm very grateful that I've had that time to reflect and think about what I want my life to look like so that I don't wake up in 30 years and think to myself, like, what the heck did I just do with life? And so it's just really refreshing to have a time to think about, you know, do I like exercising in this certain way because I always used to do that? Or do I like actually enjoy it now? What do I like to read? What kind of books do I like to read now? And I think, you know, as you grow and get older, your interests change, what you like to do changes. And I've just really noticed the amount of time you have in a day and what you can possibly achieve in that. And it's always a constant in my mind of, okay, so what am I doing right now? And is there anything else I would rather be using my time for?
That makes so much sense. I think that's so true. And I think that that's like a really good lesson for people to kind of, myself included, to take a step back and look at all of the elements that make up your life. And all, like all the people, the places, the things, the roles you might hold, aspire to hold, et cetera. And think like, does this serve me right now? Does this serve like the person I am, want to be? And not in like a selfish way, in like a, in a growth mindset way, like in a way that allows you to grow and help like the people around you and the community around you grow. Because if you're constantly bogged down by things that aren't serving you or making you happy or feeding your soul, like you're not going to be like your fullest, best self to be around. And we should all want that, I think.
Yes, definitely. I really agree. So Piper, what is something that's really changed a lot for you this past year? And I know a lot has changed. So tell me a bit more about something that's changed for you that's made a big impact on your life.
I think two really tangible things. So, and they kind of go hand in hand. So it's not 100% there yet. And I don't know for certain it will ever be, but I have definitely improved my ability to say no to things. And also to set boundaries. Like I said, not 100% there, but getting there. And one of the things that I've done is for my business, Ontario Bar Exam Coach, I was coaching so many amazing one-on-one clients, but it really was taking a toll on my life because nearly all of my time outside of my day job was coaching on the weekends and almost every night and sometimes on my lunch and sometimes before work. And it just was really not allowing me to do other things that made me happy. And so I just recently launched and started Bar Exam Bootcamp, which is like an on-demand and group coaching program for writing the Ontario bar exams. And it's been amazing because it allows me to give my full energy to help more people, but in less time on my own individual life. And so that's been like really rewarding, I think, for the people in the course and for the smaller amount of individual clients I do have. And then also for myself, it's given me my time back and a bit of my life back. And it's also allowed me to to really like give back to the people that I'm working with in bigger ways. And I'm just feeling grateful for like learning a little bit more how to set those boundaries and how to kind of prioritize that.
Yeah. And I think that that will constantly evolve and change as you grow. Your boundaries and what you'll need will always sort of shift, and you'll have to make those adjustments, you know, again and again. But it's just so great to hear how that has worked for you. Thank you for sharing those thoughts and revelations that you've had over the past year. And it's so neat to see how, I know the course took a lot of time and effort and planning and late nights, but it's so great to see how, you know, investing that time now is going to pay off in the long run, and it's going to create more windows of opportunity for you and more space in your life. And it's so cool to be able to see how you're able to set new boundaries and improve your ability to say no. And I like that it's improving your ability to say no, not just I've learned how to say no and that's it. It's a constant learning. And I really resonate with that because recently I've been thinking a lot about, you know, what I want to do versus what I should do. In the past, I've joined a lot of things. I've done a lot of things because I feel like I should be doing it. And I think that's one thing that I've really learned this past year is that I need to focus on what I want to do, and good things will follow from that. Because, you know, I joined a lot of groups. I joined a lot of things this past year and my heart wasn't in it. And I feel like I let the people down in those groups, and I let myself down by, you know, building up those extra expectations and piling on guilt when it wasn't necessary. And so I think that's one thing I'm going to focus on in the next year, is thinking about things that I want to do versus should do, and continue trying to improve my ability to say no and set better boundaries. So thanks for sharing that.
Erin, you low-key, I love this, you low-key answered the next question that I was going to ask you, which is, what is one thing you're most looking forward to this year? But I think that that's... I think that's so great.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So the one thing I am looking forward to is now getting to enjoy that time, that it having that new space in your life can bring. I have really just, I just want to be able to enjoy, you know, and the extra sips of coffee and a book in the morning, or, you know, enjoy easier evening instead of running to another meeting or taking late phone calls at night. And I think that putting in those boundaries and then having time to actually enjoy that space is what I'm most looking forward to. Because what's the point of putting in all these boundaries and doing all that work to just sort of not enjoy that time? Is there something you're looking forward to most this year?
I think just like really briefly, like when I look back on this past year of my life, I think, whoa, like I could have never predicted all of the things that have happened and all of the things that I've learned. And so I think that's what I'm excited for. Obviously also scared for, but excited for, like, which is all of the unknown. Like our lives are constant unknowns. Like no matter how much we try and control aspects of our lives, there are so many things outside of our control or opportunities or exciting adventures that haven't come about yet. And I think that's just like really what I'm most excited for. But I'm also excited for another year of the podcast. And so Erin, what for you, I think I might know the answer, but what for you has been a big podcast highlight this past year?
I'm really proud that we've made it this far and that we are a year plus. I can't do math. What's February to May? Three months? Yeah, we're plus a year, and that's all that matters. And I'm just really proud of us for making it that far. Life is not easy, and life has thrown both of us a lot of, I don't know, curveballs. Is that the word? You know, I'm terrible with things, but yeah, life has thrown both of us a lot of curveballs over the past year. And there's been a lot of times where this podcast is our passion project. And so being able to stick through it, even through tough times, I think has been really amazing. And I know I've talked about this a ton on the podcast, but it really was unknown and shocking when my uncle passed away that we had pre-recorded so many episodes. We were on top of the ball. Life was going well. And literally that night was when I got off recording one of our last episodes and, you know, life hit me like a truck. And it was really hard. And, you know, Piper really helped pull the ship through that really tough time. And I think that that's just been one of my highlights of this year, is that even though life got really tough, that we were able to make it work and still make it and do all of the planned episodes and even more, I think, maybe, than we were expecting to be able to do. And other exciting things have happened. And so I think it's just really cool that even though life has been tough, and I know it hasn't just been tough for me, Piper has also gone through her own ups and downs over the past year, that we've been able to keep this going, because it's not easy. And I think we've talked a bit about how it's a lot more work than we initially anticipated, but I wouldn't change it for the world, because it's been such a wonderful experience learning and growing alongside Piper and the guests we have on the podcast.
Yeah, I think that's such a great way of putting it, Erin. I'm like so like happy that I know when we launched the podcast, we were like, how long are we going to do this for? And like, it's weird starting something with no definite end date and just like totally built out of passion and desire to be curious. And I think like the podcast is a passion project built out of just like a curiosity for meeting new people and learning things we haven't like learned before and being exposed to different ways to be a member or not a member of the legal profession. And so it's just been like another really rewarding year. And I'm so grateful to get to do it with Erin. But I think another really cool thing that you'll definitely know if you're listening to this episode or any of our recent episodes is we secured our first ever sponsorship for the podcast, which was absolutely incredible. And we are so, so grateful to be partnered with Lawbroker. This episode is sponsored by Lawbroker, an amazing legal tech company, really changing the game. And we're going to be hearing more from Lawbroker in a future episode all about legal tech and the ways in which Lawbroker can really help people level up their business in the legal profession. And launching that sponsorship was really big for us, because I talked about it a little bit recently online, but we had thought earlier in the winter, we started partnering with Lawbroker in April, and we had thought earlier in the winter that we had secured a partnership with a different organization. And we were really hopeful and excited, and we'd had many meetings and many discussions about this partnership, and we got completely ghosted. And at the time, it was such a bummer. And it happened around the time Erin was going through the initial grief from losing her uncle. And it happened through a time where the podcast was at its 1-year anniversary and we were launching a new series. And it was really busy and chaotic. And it was one of those things that we just thought, okay, like what, like fine, like whatever, this is disappointing, but we didn't really have time to think about it. And when the Lawbroker partnership came around, it was a perfect example of how rejection is just redirection, and how we got redirected to something even cooler and bigger and better and really something that we couldn't have even dreamed of. And we are just so grateful and can't wait to see what the next year brings for the podcast and any potential sponsorships or exciting ways that we can help our community. So yeah, Erin, I know that this was your fun idea of how to end the episode, which is to put ourselves through the question that we put every guest through. So Erin, what is something new that you've learned recently?
First of all, I want to apologize to all of our guests, because this question is way harder than I thought it would be when I am on the hot seat. Not that there isn't a lot of things that I've learned recently, but it's hard to distill into a nice, neat answer something fun and interesting that people would want to hear. But I think what I would say is something new that I've learned recently is that One, you should buy travel insurance, especially during a COVID-19 pandemic. But two, that even though life may not look how you want it to, you can still kind of shape moments in your day to fit what you need. So this week we're recording because we were supposed to record last week. And I was supposed to be at an all-inclusive this week. And I was just so looking forward to not lifting a freaking finger and drinking pina coladas on a beach. And life happened, COVID happened, and we didn't get to go. And we had to completely maneuver what we were going to do. And we had to shift the podcast, and, you know, all of these things had to be shifted. And we didn't get to go, and I ended up working way harder this week than I have in a little while. So complete opposite of vacation. But today on a slight lunch break, I was playing with my dog and just being really present and focused for an hour, and it felt like I was on a vacation. So I think I got that moment that I was searching for so intently. Like I really idealized a vacation in my head. Like, I'm sure it would have been nice. Like, let's not kid ourselves. An all-inclusive sounds amazing. I've never been, but it sounds so nice to be able to just like eat and drink whatever you want and then just like laze by a pool. But it didn't happen. And rejection of a vacation is just redirection. So I'm just learning to go with the flow, which I'm usually not very good at, and just learning to enjoy smaller moments in life and reminding myself that it doesn't have to be this like all or nothing. Like, I have to finish this amount of work, and then I get to go on a vacation, and then I come back, and like my life is going to be like a movie when I'm in vacation mode. So yeah, kind of all the things that we've been talking about is something that I've learned recently, that yeah, life doesn't always go according to plan, but you can kind of try and carve out moments when you can, even if it's not exactly what you were hoping for. So Piper, what is something new that you've learned recently?
Okay, well, first of all, I would like to clarify for anyone listening, because I don't think it was like 100% clear. Erin and I were not about to go on this vacation together. Well, I wish that our podcast sponsorship was at that level where we were getting sent to an all-inclusive resort. Erin was planning to go to a friend's wedding, a friend's destination wedding with her partner. So just in case anyone was like, whoa, they got a sponsorship and now they're going on a vacation together. I wish, if anyone wants to give us like that level of sponsorship, or like if we could partner with some sort of all-inclusive to like, both of us have never been to one before, like that would be cool. I'm not exactly sure how us promoting an all-inclusive would benefit the all-inclusive, but like we can be creative and make it work. But yes, just wanted to put that out there for anyone being a little confused. But something new I've learned recently is, I think like when I look at my life and I think like, is this what I thought my life would look like when I turned 28? I guess I don't know what I thought my life would look like. And I think that like for a lot of people who are around our age, I'm turning 28 tomorrow and Erin's turning 29 tomorrow, life isn't maybe like what we envisioned. And the world is in no way, shape or form what we envisioned. And learning that like we can work throughout our lives to make positive changes and positive contributions to our communities, and also like work to have lives that we didn't envision, but that can still be equally fulfilling and exciting and good and really like feed our soul. And so I'm learning to accept that, like Erin sort of said, like your life doesn't have to look a certain way. You are the only person that gets to live your life. And so your life only has to look the way that you want it to look, that you truly want it to look. And so I'm really trying to lean into that and to embrace it. But Erin, another birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day. Maybe one day we will get to spend our birthday together again and have a banger 2.0, but hope you have a great day without me as best you can.
Thanks, Sarah. Likewise. So for anyone who wants to stay up to date with the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at Off the Tracks Podcast. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, please give us a birthday gift. It would mean the world to us if you took a moment to leave us a hopefully positive review. But we are back to regularly scheduled programming next Tuesday, May 24th. And we are so grateful for all of your support.
Thank you again to our partner, Lawbroker, Legal's first customer experience platform powered by lawyers. To learn more, visit lawbroker.com and see how you can join the movement to become a modern lawyer.